Hey guys, welcome back to Brown Town. I'm your host Sharia, and I have
Neil here.
And you guys must be wondering why I haven't been posting in the last couple of months. I've been taking multiple AP classes. For you guys who don't know, that's like advanced placement. I'm basically taking college classes in high school. So I've been really busy with that. For you guys who are wondering what I'm taking AP World History and AP Computer Science Principles, obviously. So Neil, you want to explain what you've been doing for the last couple of months?
So like our school is like a bit different. Doesn't like let us take APs as freshmen. And there are also like more classes per day. So I've also been like really busy in school, especially because we're transitioning from middle school to high school.
I completely agree with that. High school is a different challenge. I underestimated high school. Because of that, my first high school like GPA was at 3.67. I would say high school is more of a challenge than middle school right now as like a DC kid. What about you, Neil? What was your GPA right now?
Yeah, our school doesn't really have GPAs, but I had all A's.
Oh, basically, you had a 4.0. Okay. Okay. So, A little something. We're gonna rebrand. Me and Neil have been noticing that like there's way too many brown towns and like people and they're being unoriginal. So we're gonna start rebranding. It's not gonna be Brown Town anymore. Me and Neil are still deciding what we're gonna say about this podcast. But one thing we can say: the topics are always gonna be the same. We're not changing any topics. We're just changing the name, right, Neil?
Yeah, so it's still going to be the same podcast, same format, just with a different name.
Different name. So we got to change it all over. So anyone hear of the Kumbh Mela?
Say that again?
The Kumbh Mela, Mahakumbh.
Oh yeah, the Kumbh Mela, it's happening in India right now.
Yeah, it's happening for another 8 days right now. It started on the 13th, I believe.
Yeah, it's going to end on Shivratri.
Yeah, so something special about this Kumbh Mela is that it's happening after 144 years, meaning that every time Jupiter takes a orbit around the sun, it happens.
I think Jupiter takes an orbit around the sun every 12 years, which is when a Kumbh Mela happens. Then there's an Ardhakumbh, which happens every 6 years. It's like a half Kumbh. But then the one we have right now is like a Mahakumbh. So it happens every 144 years, which is like 12 cycles of Kumbh Melas.
Let me just check. Because I'm not familiar with this stuff.
Because I know there's one every 12 years, because like that's Jupiter's orbital cycle. There's also a 6-year one, and then we're in the 144-year one, which is pretty rare because it happens every 144 years.
Oh, it does take 12 years. Okay, yeah, okay, got it, okay. Yeah, Neil's right, guys. Jupiter's orbit takes 12 years. And I thought it takes 144 years. Okay, so what's it called? Yeah, so we're going to be discussing that today and how it has, like, important impacts and, like, what's so special about it. So, Neil, you have anything special about it?
Well, it's like, I think right now, the Kumbh Mela is like the biggest gathering in history because they're like 444 or 440 million.
I would say it's half of the population of India right now. I think there's like 500 million people there right now. At its peak, there's 500 million people.
That's more than there are people in the United
States. The United States, yeah, in just one city. One city, yeah. Guys.
It's happening in Prayagraj, if you don't know.
Prayagraj is also near Allahabad, so for any, like, Muslims tuning in, it's near Allahabad.
There are only, like, 4 cities that Kumbh Melas can happen in. I think there's, like, a story behind that, you know?
No, I think it's only between, like, the rivers. Like, the Ganga, Yamuna, and, like, 2 other. But yeah, mostly it's like, around the Ganga.
So, like, Kumbh Melas in general can happen in Nashik, Ujjain, Haridwar, and Prayagraj.
Yeah, like, anywhere where, like, the Ganga's river's, like, flowing through, so.
Yeah, and there's also a story where, you know, the gods and the demons were churning the ocean in, like, Hindu mythology. There's that one story.
Never heard of it. Yeah, tell me.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, so basically the Devas and the Asuras, or the gods and the demons, were churning the ocean to try to get Amrit, Which is like, I guess, the elixir of life. Like, it's what makes the Devas immortal.
Got it. Okay.
But like 4 drops of it spilled in those 4 locations, which is why the Gomilla only happens in those
In those 4 locations. Okay, I didn't know that. Actually, that's pretty intriguing. So yeah, the Kumbhmela is actually really special. I think many gurus were like, such as like Sri Sri Ravi Shankar, Sadhguru, and like many other gurus were there for like the couple of first days, but then left because of like the how many people there were.
Yeah, it's like really crowded there. Like the pictures and videos that we
Yeah.
see. There's so many people.
And my mom recently just went there, and she said that she got sick from the water and how many people there were.
Oh, yeah. Because a lot of
Yeah.
people are dipping in the water because it's really
And too many
freezing
people are
usually.
dipping into the water, I would say, because she got sick like brutally.
Oh, yeah. Hope
Yeah,
she's feeling
no.
better. How is she
No,
right now?
she's better now, but
Okay.
like first days she called me and she's like, I need help, like this water like may have gotten me sick. Like, and like you think like the Ganga's river, like any rivers like clean in India, but like which is like treated like a mother, like every river in India is treated like a mother, but then suddenly it's like polluted. So
'Cause yeah, 10 million people are dipping in it every day, so
yeah.
you know,
No,
it's
I
not
mean
great.
it's kind of bad, I'm not gonna lie. Like
Yeah.
India's treating like this sacred river as like a piece of trash and like a landfill.
Yeah, they should have maybe had some more like regulations.
No, a
But
lot
so
more
many
regulations.
yeah. So many people want to dip in it 'cause if you dip in it, it's supposed to cleanse all your like previous sins.
The
But
karmas.
your karmas, yeah. So
Yeah,
like people are
so it's
stressed.
supposed to cleanse it if you like go and like if you just like stay there for like a second or two. You gotta dip your whole body into the water. Then if you do it, I think most of your karmas go away.
Yeah.
Like all your like stupid karmas, like if you like step on a bug, that karma will go away. You like accidentally like hit someone, then that karma will go away. But like abusing
Yeah, it gives
someone
you
or
like
something,
personal
that's not
karma.
gonna go away.
Yeah. I don't really know how the karma stuff works, but yeah, it like
It's
does give
supposed
karma.
to just give away your karma, basically. That's all I know.
Oh, okay, yeah, it like
Yeah.
cleanses it stuff the stuff
Yeah,
you
it
do.
cleanses your body, basically. It cleanses your mind, body, and like karma, yeah.
Yeah.
So, Neil, you heard about the NBA All-Star game?
NBA All-Star? No, I actually don't follow basketball.
Well, guess who was in the celebrity game?
Who?
One of our Desi people, AP Dillon, like the famous Punjabi
Oh,
rapper. Yeah, he was
at
in
like
there.
the halftime show or something?
No, not halftime show. He was playing in the game.
Oh, actually?
Yeah, he was playing in there. He scored 8 points recently and happened to be with like in the most like Desi city ever, San Francisco.
Dang, I didn't know he played basketball.
No, he actually used to post that he wanted to be a NBA player, not NBA player, but basketball player when growing up. But since he was from like Gurdaspur in Punjab, which is like a village, he couldn't go that far because there wasn't like the necessary stuff like hoops or like equipment or like
Oh, yeah.
courts. Yeah, so I just found out like 2 weeks ago like he was gonna play in there, and I watched the whole game on my like TV. He didn't do that bad. He scored 8 points, had 2 blocks, and almost got MVP for his team.
Wow, dang. That's kind of crazy. It's good that he got to like fulfill his childhood dream, you know?
Yeah, I know he actually did fulfill his childhood dream, and like he's actually pretty tall. People think he's pretty short, but he's like 6'3".
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so he has like the perfect like basketball build too.
Yeah.
So, anything that like, you've seen DC related in the news or not? You see anything like DC related in the news?
Not that much. Like a lot of there's like quite a lot going on right now, but the main thing they see is the Gomela.
Yeah, okay, yeah. I mean, Kumbhmela goes to a certain point. It's about to end in 8 days. Most of the gurus went from the rivers and everything.
Yeah, so if you guys can go right now to India, take a dip, you know, this is your last chance to do it. And then, yeah,
I
they'll
mean,
just.
still, it's pretty hard to get a dip right in there.
Yeah, there's so many people, but if you can, then try to do
Just
it.
try your best. It's pretty
Yeah.
hard.
And then there's gonna be probably a half Gomela in 6 years, but
Yeah.
this is the only 144 year one that's gonna happen in our
This is the
lifetime.
only time to see it.
Yeah, so this is like your last chance. It's like a really special
But
one.
still, if you do good karma, it's gonna remove your bad karma. Just think of it like that. You just don't have to dip yourself into the water, guys.
Yeah, that's not the only option. You can still, you know.
Still can meditate off your stuff and like, yeah.
Yeah. You know how like in like sometimes in TV shows or movies they're like, "Oh, we can only like do whatever we need to do at like this one thing that only happens like once every 100 years or something." Like we're
Yeah.
like, "Oh, it's kind of crazy that it coincided with like their time like that." And they're like, "This population is
Yeah.
in
I
like
know what you mean,
space."
yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy that like we're living through that. Like there's a this event, big event that happens every 144 years, and we're like living in the time that it's actually happening. Like that's just kind of crazy to me.
That's really crazy. It's insane.
Yeah. Really
Yeah,
special time
yeah.
to be alive.
You know what's a special time to be alive?
What?
Going to Guru Purnima this year.
That's what I'm saying.
Guru
Guru Purnima.
Purnima, like, Guru Purnima is like one of the best things you can do. If you guys don't know what Guru Purnima is, Guru means teacher, Purnima means full moon. Really, it just means like to appreciate all your teachers, like even your coaches, matter of fact, anyone that's like a teacher to you.
Yeah,
Do you
exactly.
have anyone like that's special to you as like a teacher? Or
My 7th grade history teacher was like really good, but also my parents have been my guru like since I was born, you
yeah.
know. They've taught me every step of the way. And Guruji is obviously my guru. So
Yeah. So if you guys don't know, Guru Purnima is just not an art of living. Guru Purnima is a whole like thing out of art of living. Supposedly
yeah.
there's always two Guru Purnimas in like a year, but they happen to be in the same week. So it's good if you attend two. I attended two last year and I'm planning to attend another one. So Sri Sri Ravi Shankar Ji Guruji is coming to Boon sometime in July. So me and Neil will also like start releasing more podcasts there with some of our friends.
Yeah, and hopefully we'll also release some in the months between then.
Yeah, trust me, we'll start releasing every weekend or whenever we have time.
Yeah,
Just
at least once a
if my
week.
school lets me, and your school lets me, if we can do it, yeah, we'll do it.
And then we'll try to pump some more out during summer
Yeah,
too.
during summer too. Yeah, I forgot about that. So even though I'm SAT prepping this summer, then
Yeah, we'll get up
hopefully I
that.
can start releasing. Neil, are you gonna take the ACT or SAT?
Probably SAT, that's like more common in North Carolina.
Okay.
What about you?
Thing is, I might take both.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I heard college is like if you take both. So after like Guru Purnima or like before Guru Purnima, I'm doing like hard SAT study work. So
Oh, when are you gonna take them?
we
Like
have
this
our
fall?
pre-SAT in like October, so then it doesn't get released until like first week of December.
Oh, okay.
So after pre-SAT, I think SAT for us in Seattle is like in like Washington State's probably like between like summer break, like right before summer break starts. So
Oh, in 10th grade?
yeah, no, I thing is, Washington State requires you to like do like SAT or ACT after like Algebra 2 trig. So
We take our SATs like in 11th or 12th grade.
okay, as junior or senior, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know, but it's advised if you take the SAT, you need to complete like Algebra 2 trig, then start studying for it. So I'm in
Oh,
Algebra
okay.
2 trig right now. What math are you in?
I'm in pre-calc, but
Oh
our
yeah,
math
you should
system.
start studying, I'm not gonna lie.
Okay. Yeah, no, our math system is like weird. It is math 1, math 2, math 3, and then pre-calc, and then like calc and stuff. So
I'm guessing
different
math
from
1 is
pre-calc.
probably algebra, math 2 geometry, math 3 algebra 2 trig, then pre-calc obviously.
Yeah, I think something like that.
Is it pre-calc 1 and 2 or?
Pre-calc? No, pre-calc is just pre-calc, and then there's calc AB and calc BC.
Oh, you guys don't have calc AP calc. Or
They are. It's AP Calc AB and AP
Okay, yeah,
Calculus.
okay. That's what I thought, yeah. Yeah, we have the same system, but we go by algebra, geometry, algebra 2, trig, then pre-calc 1 and 2, and like, yeah.
Oh, okay. Wait, so you have two pre-calcs?
No, so like, this is hard to say, but if you take like the standard version, you go into pre-calc 1, then it goes to pre-calc 2, but since like, I mean, we're advanced, right? So like me and you are advanced. Like I would have taken pre-calc 1 normally, then pre-calc 2, but I have to take pre-calc 1 and 2 like next year, like
Oh,
together
like at the same, like,
at the
so
same
like
time. Yeah.
you do one in one semester and the other in the next semester, or like throughout the
Okay, so
year?
no, this is how it goes. So pre-calc 1, like pre-calculus 1, is like mostly like geometry based or like algebra based, I forgot. Then pre-calculus 2 is more trigonometry based. So then that's where like your sine, cosine, and tangent come into play. So I'm gonna have to take it like that, and I have to like take, I'm not gonna take as many APs. Maybe I'll take 2 or 3 max, but not like 4 as I was planning before SAT prep.
Is pre-calc an AB for you guys? An AP for?
Yeah, we have AP Calc and AP Calc BC.
Is pre-calc an AP?
Oh no.
Oh, for
It's a
us.
college credit though. You can get like your college credit from it though.
Oh, okay. For us, it's an AP, but my school doesn't let us take APs as freshmen, so I'm taking honors pre-calc.
Got it. Okay. What APs are you gonna take next year, like?
So AP, Calc AB.
Okay, yeah,
Then
obviously.
I think some like history course, I think Gov maybe. AP Government and Politics.
Oh,
Not
AP
really
Gov,
sure.
okay.
We haven't really done our like courses for the next year, so I'm not really
I
sure
know,
what
but
course it
like,
is.
still, you should like start talking to your counselor or something. At least I am, because I'm
Yeah,
taking
ours.
Comp Sci A, like advanced Comp Sci.
Oh. Yeah, no, our school is like really small, so it doesn't have that many like
AP
teachers.
courses.
So yeah, it doesn't have many. Yeah, it doesn't have many APs and just like courses in
Teachers.
general. Yeah.
Okay.
It has
Yeah,
enough
no,
teachers
I
though
know.
to.
We have like APs that go on for days. Like, it's crazy.
Oh. Yeah, our
Wait, isn't like AP World a requirement for you guys though during sophomore year? Or.
No, for us like they made it Honors World because they don't want freshmen to take APs. I don't think I'm gonna need to like take AP World like separately. I think it like
Okay.
works for that.
Okay. Yeah, I'm taking AP World. I'm not. So, actually, funny part is in my school, the teacher is Indian and she does not finish the course on time before the AP test.
Oh, so you have to like study on your own?
Yeah, we have to. I've been studying on my own for the last couple of weeks now.
Oh, do you guys take
Because
tests
there's
together?
another AP World teacher, right, in our school.
Yeah.
He's on Unit 6, and that's 3 units before the AP test. And we're on Unit 5, and that's 4 units away.
Oh, AP tests are in May, right?
AP tests are in May, yes.
Oh, so it's not really much time. It's February
I know,
next
there's
year.
like a couple of months left, like 4 months. No, I mean 3 months, yeah.
Yeah, well, good luck on your AP tests.
No good luck yet, just tests aren't even happening.
Yeah.
So, yeah, hopefully I can finish my AP test, get a good score, then come to Boone, like the ashram, then start
Oh.
releasing more with Neil.
Yeah.
Neil, who are you excited to be with and like what to do at the ashram now?
Like at the ashram, I'm excited to like take a teens course and then also like be with all my friends, like you, obviously,
Yeah,
but
thank you,
a
thank you.
lot
I'm
of like
flattered.
a lot of other people. Like I don't really want to like say their names in case they
Yeah,
get
okay.
uncomfortable with that, but
But you know what the annoying part is? We have to take another teens course as we're like completing our like third teens course in a row.
yeah.
I don't know, it's really getting on my nerves now. I don't want to do like the same breath works anymore.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it's good as like a refresher, but it is like the same thing.
Neil, if I do teens 2 again or any teens course, it's gonna be my 7th one.
Seventh?
Yeah,
Wait.
I know, that's why I don't want to
How?
take it.
Seventh? Dang, that's
Okay,
crazy.
look. I turned 13 like 3 years ago. I took normal Sudarshan Kriya for teens. So then, like 5 months later, I took it again.
Oh.
Then I came to Boon for the first time. Then I took Sky Teens again.
Okay.
Then after no, and after the new year started for that year, I took another teens course.
Dang.
Then another teens course after a couple of months. So I've been taking teens course for the last couple of years, and if I do this other one, it's gonna be my 17th course, and I do not want to take it.
Dang, that's a lot of courses. I've taken like
No. Okay, look,
maybe.
normal teens one is boring. I'll admit it. It's really boring. I think it's good for a while, but it gets really boring.
Oh yeah.
But teens two for art of living, way better, 100% way better, because
Yeah,
you
you're
actually
bored.
get to like tap into other like courses, like silence course, and like and
There's
like
like someone
you have some
doing
other course I
the
forgot.
volunteering thing, like you know
Yeah,
what
and the
homeless.
volunteering thing, going to like homeless shelters. Yeah, that I would say
Yeah.
that's better.
Cause you actually had to go deeper and like do more seva.
Yeah, so that I would say teens two is better, but at the end of the day, it's still the same breath work.
Yeah. I mean like
No,
I
okay,
took
no, I
seva and
remember. No, wait, hold on. I remember like the other teens course now. Okay, after that summer, after that like couple of months, I did another teens course, teens one. Then that's what, four? That's
Four,
four,
yeah.
yeah. So then I came to Boon this like last year. I took teens two, that's five. Then not even a month later, I went to the Canada Ashram.
Oh, this is like last year, right?
This is last year, right after Guru Purnima. I went to the Canada Ashram for Camp
I remember
Santosh.
that.
So then I took teens one there.
Oh, again, yeah.
So then if I do this one, it's gonna be a set my seventh course for teens.
So that's kind of crazy.
Yeah, so I'm
Almost.
trying to pull some strings right now with my mom. My mom's on board for me to take like adult Kriya or something, hopefully.
Oh, yeah.
So she'll talk to someone about it.
Yeah.
But I don't know, I feel like the thing is, if you like take teens too and like you already have the mind of an adult, I think you should be able to like take like Art of Living Part One for adults.
Yeah, honestly, they like I don't really know how they feel about like exceptions, but like you know, they just like either they like let you or they don't, but like you know, it's like kinda.
No, I mean like it should be like a high school math thing, you know what I mean? Like
Yeah,
if you take
if you're
something
rich
early, you
enough,
should
then you'd be
be.
able to do it.
Yep, exactly.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna try pulling some strings maybe. But like you know how
But it's like
like pre you know how you have like pre-calc and I have pre-calc one and two? So I feel like there should be like a tiny thing between like teens and like adults where like they call that a class.
Oh, like a like
Like
advanced
basically
pre-calc.
Art of Living Part One, but for teens, but it's also having
Yeah.
fun like teens, so
It's like because it's like a bit hard to measure like how good you are, like you know how advanced you are in that kind of
yeah.
like thing. So that's probably why they don't do it. But yeah, like in kind of like a phase between teens and adults for like more advanced teens could be good.
Basically, yeah.
I think that's what what do you call it? I think that's what teens 2 is supposed to be like. But
But
they're saying
teens
that
too, at
they
the still the end of the day, it's just normal teenagers solution Korea. That's the problem.
yeah, it wasn't like a lot of those kids who were there, like they did not go like deep. They were like, you know, they were
No,
just
you know what
like,
the funny part is?
yeah.
There's some people that took Sky Teens 2 and they didn't take Sky Teens 1.
Oh, actually?
Yeah, I'm not kidding. So they
Dang.
just like beat the system somehow.
Yeah, no, there are like 80 kids in that course. But yeah, they
More
should
than
go.
80 and like a tight space too for like 6 7 hours.
Yeah.
Boon was wild this last year, I'm not gonna lie.
Oh yeah, Guru Purnima was so crowded. Like, it is every
It's
year,
getting
right?
more crowded by the year.
So after WCF, like, there were at least
Everyone
like
started
3,000
showing up.
people there. Yeah. It's gotten
You know,
like
I
really
remember there was
crazy.
no Hispanic people before
Yeah.
WCF.
Yeah.
Then suddenly so many Hispanic people are showing up to it, and like Finally, and I use like my Spanish like things. And I can say that they're all like following Guruji now after WCF.
Yeah, like it's actually crazy how much Art of Living has expanded.
I mean, it's a good thing, right? But also it's also a bad thing at the same time.
I think they need to manage it a bit like better, like maybe build some new halls and stuff, because you know right now.
No, because my family usually gets like the hotels there, right?
Oh yeah, like in the ashram.
Yeah, in the ashram there's like hotels, right? So this year we couldn't find one.
Oh.
So basically, we were like stuck like 20 minutes outside of the ashram.
Oh yeah, and then you have to like go up and down the mountain and stuff.
No, no, and the thing is, you have to wake up early in the morning just to get to the course, like.
Oh, yeah, because, like, you have to drive.
Wake up, drive for 20 minutes, and, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, morning Korea was actually fun when you woke up.
Yeah, I like kind of like waking up early.
I like waking up early during school, but, like, on summer break, just, like, let me sleep in for, like, a bit.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, Saturdays, like, sleep in, and then, like, every other day, like, wake up early.
Yeah, I mean... I mean, at least, like, how do I say it? You woke up, you did some yoga, sat down for meditation, and you could, like, basically sleep there for a bit.
Yeah. Like, yoga nidra. Did we do yoga nidra there? Kind of forgot.
We did, like, for the first, like, couple of days. Yeah, that's what I remember.
Yeah.
Like, first meditation, we did yoga nidra.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Because some people didn't know how to sit up and meditate properly.
Yeah.
And that was specifically people that skipped Sky Teens 1.
Yeah, they should have, like, done that first.
That's so annoying, man.
Yeah.
I mean, the sad part is some people are gonna leave, like, teens and join, like, do adult stuff now, so.
Oh, yeah, because, like, they're not gonna.
Remember, a guy from New Jersey?
Which guy?
I'm not trying to say his name, but I'll message you the name like right now.
Alright.
I just sent it to you on messages.
Alright, let me check that. Oh, yeah, I remember him.
Yeah, so he's a senior now, Neil.
Oh, actually?
He's a senior, yeah.
Oh, dang.
He doesn't look like it, right?
Yeah, no, he doesn't. There he was, like,
no, right? First, like, day I got into Boone, like, when I was in 7th grade.
Uh-huh.
We were in the same course.
In 7th grade? Oh.
No, when I was in 7th grade, he was, a sophomore, I think?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was a sophomore. And I remember, like, he used to, like, call me annoying and, like, like stupid and like all this like random stuff, right? But at least I would make him laugh, right?
Yeah.
So then I thought, okay, that's like gonna be the last time I seen him. But then remember the course where we met at when I had my buzz cut?
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So then I saw him there again. He was like, "Bro, why did I get paired up with you again, bro? Just like let me leave." So then he comes around, like, last year, then he's, like, actually, like, F with you, like, so much, bro, you're actually, like, so funny and, like, a vibe.
Oh, so he's, like...
So that's how fast our relationship just, like, changed, bro.
Yeah.
Then now we, like, talk on a regular basis about, like, school and everything.
Oh, that's kind
of... Yeah, you know what? Like, during Guru Purnima, we'll get him on this podcast.
I bet, yeah.
100% we're getting them on this podcast with your brother and, like, who else?
Yeah.
Everyone else from our course. From the course.
Like, we could have, like, one big podcast where we have, like, 10 people on. And then we'll do, like, individual podcasts with, like, multiple people.
Yeah. Got it. Yeah, okay. That sounds like a plan, actually, yeah.
Yeah.
But, honestly, I can't wait for Guru Purnima. Guru Purnima is mostly, like, the happiest time of the year for me.
Yeah, Guru Purnima is always fun.
Like, screw Christmas. I'm kidding, but, like, Guru Purnima is one of the best times. 3 days of happiness, mostly. Yeah. I would say it was going to be, like, 2 weeks of happiness for me, because since Guruji went to Los Angeles, and I was in Los Angeles for a bit.
Oh, yeah.
I'll just say Los Angeles is a fun place.
Uh-huh. It is like a lot of big city, though.
It's not even a city. It's actually a county.
Actually, Los Angeles.
Yeah, it's a county. Los Angeles is a county.
Oh dang.
Yeah, it's literally the New York City with the West Coast, but better.
Better? Oh, I think I've been there once when I was like younger, but I don't really remember.
I would say Seattle's better than Los Angeles right now.
Seattle's better?
Yeah.
Alright.
No, I'm kidding. Yeah, Seattle sucks. It's always raining.
Does it? Oh.
It's raining right now.
I feel like it has like some nice places, but...
I mean, I'll give it like 1 point. It's, what's it called? It's more like nature-y than like other states.
Oh, yeah, that's what I meant. Like, has some, like, good, like, scenic places in
Vietnam. Yeah, it has a lot of good scenic places, but it's, like, a couple of hours outside of Seattle and everything.
Oh, so it's not...
So, really it's, like, a long drive just to get to those places.
You know, we're actually about to get snow tomorrow. Like, we're supposed to get snow.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It said, like, on Sunday, it said we're supposed to get 10 inches of snow.
Then oh, damn.
Then it said 5. That, not today, it's
8. Do you know what I like about the East Coast?
Mm-hmm.
It always just snows there. I love the snow.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, 2023, we got no snow. 2024, we got no snow. This year, we're like finally getting snow. Like,
no, because it used to snow in December here in Seattle, right?
Uh-huh.
Like, every year it used to snow in December.
Yeah.
Then it suddenly stopped. Then it used to snow in January. Then that stopped too. Then now it only snows in February. And February is like the coldest time of the year now, apparently.
Did you get snow this month?
We got snow this month for only like 2 days max.
Oh yeah, we've gotten snow like this, we got snow like twice this year already, which is kind of crazy, considering that we didn't get snow for the past 2 years. But it hasn't really been that much.
No, I mean school only got canceled for 2 days.
Yeah, same. School got canceled for 2 days.
So, I'm kind of happy. And we had, like, 2 late starts to school.
Oh, we had 2 off days and then 1 late start.
I mean, those days, I remember, I woke up, I meditated, I felt so much better.
Yeah, bro, snow days are, like, so calm because, like, there's no cars going down the street. There's no, like, there's nothing going on outside.
No, I mean, like, I would meditate outside during the snow, like, the whole cold breeze would hit your face. I mean, that's, like, the best time you can meditate, you ask me.
Yeah, no, like, in the snow, it's, like, a whole different feeling.
Yeah. No. And then, like, we had, like, 2 late starts. I mean, I'm kind of happy for that, but also, like, not happy.
Because, like, it's more work to make up, or?
A lot more work to make up, and plus, like, some of my tests got pushed for, like, after school basically.
Oh yeah.
I'm on midwinter break right now, if you guys have that in the East Coast.
No, we have winter break and then it goes straight to spring break.
Yeah, so we have winter, midwinter, then like spring.
Oh. How long?
So we have 3 breaks in a year basically.
How long is midwinter?
7, like it's just a week, that's it.
Oh, just a week, okay.
Yeah, so it's not as bad.
Yeah.
But still, like, I have so much work to do and, like, everything. So, I'm, like, after this podcast, I probably have to do, like, comp sci homework or something, so.
Did they give you homework on midwinter break?
No, they don't give us homework, but I have, like, assignments to do. Like, when it's, like, due when I come back.
Oh, I see. So, they kind of do.
Kind of, yeah. But yeah. They assigned it before, like, break started, so.
Yeah, so like, technically they can say that they didn't give you homework over break, but...
But they kind of did,
yeah. They kind of did, yeah.
I mean, one part, like, I wish that it would be, like, good in Seattle is, like, to have, like, a art of living, like, embassy here.
Oh, yeah. Do you guys have, like, any, like, centers or anything?
Honestly, art of living is not that popular in Seattle.
Oh, yeah. It is, like, a smaller state by population, and...
Yeah, I mean, there's only, like, at least, like, 3,000 people that follow Art of Living here, max.
Oh, dang. What's, like, do you know what the population of Seattle is?
Seattle's, like, roughly, like, 300,000 people.
300,000.
So that's, like, 1%, 10%, basically. Wait, is that 10%?
3,000 out of 300,000. That's 1%, like, yeah, 1%.
Yeah, 1%, yeah. Yeah, so 1 out of 100 people know about Art of Living. I think I'm the only person in my school that only, like, does art and living stuff.
Oh, we have, yeah, I've like, there are only 500 people at my school, but there might be like 2 or 3 people who do art of living.
No, it's rough. Like, there's no one that does like art of living here in Seattle.
Oh, yeah, that's sad. Like, they probably need to do some more outreach, I guess, in places where there isn't like.
I've been trying to do outreach, actually. You know how like they taught us in the course?
Yeah.
Like, I've been approaching people that like vape and like. Just, like, smoke weed or anything, and, like, ask them if they, like, meditate or do anything.
Oh, yeah. I mean, like, careful, though, because, like, that can be, like, kind of dangerous.
I know, but I talk in their type of language, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
If, like, I see someone dressed like me, because I kind of dress like them now, but I don't do that stuff. I only do it for fashion.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah, so I just, like, approach them in something, and I'm like, yo, bro, you ever, like, heard about, like, meditating or something?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And then I sound like I was, like, them one time.
Oh, and then you, like, turned your life around.
Yeah, basically, but I really didn't do that stuff.
Yeah.
So they're like, yeah, cool, I actually checked that out, because I actually want to stop. And, like, I'm like, yeah, for sure, like, it's going to change your life.
Like, people who are on drugs, they want to stop, but, like, they can't. They're just, like, addicted. Like,
honestly, there's some type of people that want to stop. There's some people that want to keep going, and there's some people who only do it for, like, the thrill.
Yeah, I mean, like, at a certain point, like, people just want to stop, like, after a while.
I wouldn't say they want to stop, but they can't stop. It's literally, like, a obsession at that point. You know how, like, we're all glued to our, like, screens and everything now?
Yeah, like, you want to stop scrolling.
But you want to stop scrolling, but you can't stop scrolling, so then it's, like, a drug.
Except it's, like, a lot worse with, like,
real. It's a lot worse, yeah. It ruins, like, your sleep cycle and everything.
It ruins your whole body.
Yeah, basically.
I was talking to my one friend the other day. He's in like 8th grade, but we were like friends from the Boston Middle School. So he dances like we were both talking about like dance because we both dance. I do like Bhangra. I'm not sure if you've heard of that. It's like a
Punjabi dance. I know.
Yeah. So like, he was saying that back in the day he used to do dance, but he always got like bullied for it. By his like brothers and stuff who called him gay.
Okay.
I was telling him about Art of Living. And he's like, he's like doing yoga and like meditations on YouTube now. I don't know how far he'll take it, but,
I mean, if they take it, they take it. They don't take it, they don't take it. It's, at the end of the day, we can't like force them to do stuff.
Like, we've done our job. We've given them.
We've given them the knowledge. If they want to keep on doing it, then go ahead.
Yeah, and, he said it's like really helped him. Like, he doesn't, he said he might try dance again. Like, he doesn't really seem affected by the stuff, so.
Yeah, I mean, that's good.
Yeah. It's, like, pretty cool to see, like, this stuff have an impact on other people.
No, I mean, that's still, like, you did your job, and.
Yeah, even if he
doesn't. Hopefully, he keeps on doing it. If he still dances, he dances. Like, let people express themselves.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, Neil, you want to, like, check messages? I think we should talk about someone else.
All right. Okay. Yeah. So, how's, like, everything just going in general, like?
I mean, I've been meditating. Like, I've been trying to do it every day, but there's some mornings where I can't get out of my bed and I just sleep.
Oh, yeah, I know what you mean.
Yeah, so honestly, I've been trying to meditate every day. I out of 7 days, I think I do, like, 3 or 4.
I used to be able to, like, wake up every day at, like, 5:30 or 6 a.m. and do my Kriya. But, like, recently it's kind of declined.
Yeah, no, because high school is, like, affecting me now.
Yeah, I just want to sleep, you know? Even though I know that Kriya will, like, help me get energized. And it's kind of, like, better than.
No, honestly, I've been, like, skipping Kriya just to do, like, what's it called? Homework or like studying or something.
Oh yeah,
because it's getting to like that point now.
Yeah, we just gotta like at the end of the day, like we gotta find time for it. Like, you know, we have the time. We just gotta like.
Like how Guruji has the time for us, I think we should do the same now.
Yeah, like he's like probably the busiest man on earth, and he has time for
Kriya. Like, yeah.
Everyone in Art of Living and to do his own Kriya.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, honestly, Guruji is a good example of being, like, a good human.
Yeah, He's like, he is really busy, but he does make time for everything. So yeah. We just gotta be like that, you know? We gotta...
Be, like, time effective and don't waste anything. Yeah.
Manage our time.
Even he says, like, time is, like, valuable.
Yeah, time is, like, really valuable.
Yeah. So, if you have anything else to say, I think we should be good.
Yeah, no, I think we're good.
Okay, well, guys, we'll hopefully upload more.
Yeah, hopefully we can get out.
Yeah, hopefully you can upload this weekend.
Uh-huh.
And, yeah, Neil, you have anything to say?
No, I think we're good to end.
Got it. Okay, we'll try uploading this weekend, hopefully, to Tatas too, yeah. Anyways, that's it. Okay, see you guys.
See you. Bye.
Bye.